And there's CG. Oops. Well, I guess we're recording already.
Well, there we go.
So
everybody heard that.
Welcome to episode 15.
What's that in Spanish?
For a week late, quince.
Quince.
Yeah.
Quince is in a row.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
You just said 15 money. I don't know what, why, but
15 cash dollars.
All right. That's about how much money it's gonna cost to use.
I know. We get them steamed nuts in our mouth like usual. Oh my god, delicious.
My name is Analysis 489, aka Darren.
My name is Jason Cryptic, aka Jason Cryptic.
And we are here for episode 15 of a week late. Kind of a big week, kind of a big day for us. We'll get into that, I guess, a little bit later. We are here tonight to see
Hugo.
Hugo. there was a 3D version. It was a later showing. I figured we'd skip that, do the early one, because I know how much you hate bad 3D. My good 3D is your bad 3D and vice versa.
Right.
The 3D that you like, I don't like that 3D. So I figured we would skip that whole thing, just knock it out like we did the Immortals. The Immortals, I think we're going
to
do a 3D episode.
I think we need
for
to.
That too, though.
I think it's about time to do that again.
Yeah, actually.
Just for like recreational purposes.
We actually have to catch it before it leaves the theater. So
it's probably going to be over the Dollar Theater for a while. So I got to be sure to check that out.
In 3D.
That's,
yeah, but they fixed that. They fixed that movie theater up, and now I heard it's a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it.
They've always had the best 3D there. That's their only gimmick.
I think so too.
All the normal movies are still like, you know, a month after they come out and cheap, but
yeah.
The 3D is always full price, and they have the digital projectors there.
They do not, however, have warm nuts.
They do not. They do have $14 popcorn though.
Wow.
That's where they get you, is on the popcorn.
So, to be honest with you, I was asked earlier by a mutual friend of ours what we were going to go watch for this episode.
Right.
And what it's about. And I went to explain the movie to him, excuse me, and realized I have no clue what this movie's about. I was like, oh, you know, well, it's about this kid. And,
likes to hang on clocks and shit.
I think he fixes toys or something like that, and he's like, so it's a Christmas movie. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a holiday film, but it's like Tim Burton-esque style. He's like, oh, so it's animated. I'm like, no, it's not. But and then I think it has, Sir Ben Kingsley in it, which I'm a little excited about. That's the only thing I know about this movie is
the
that there's
one thing I did see, which kind of shocked me. I think I told you about this at work. Was Johnny Depp is one of the producers of the film.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You did tell me about that.
Which usually he has pretty good taste.
Which, you know what? Which kind of explains the Tim Burton-esque that I explained earlier, because
Depp is kind of a weird...
Depp and Tim Burton are like movie brothers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They always do the same weird shit.
Absolutely.
Together.
I can't think of a single movie where Johnny Depp played an actual normal, like, human being.
The Tourist.
Yeah, but he's still Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
He
has to put a flair of his on everything he does.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
And he even said in an interview, I mean, a little bit off topic, but not really, but in an interview, I forget what sitcom or what show it was on, but he said that he has never once went back and watched one of his own movies. He says it does not interest him at all, in the least, to watch a film that he acted.
I don't know, man, because when you go to premieres, that's what you do is watch the movie, and he's gone to a ton of his own premieres. I don't know. I have
the
to
one that,
that.
The one movie that he
him.
Was talking about was Pirates of the Caribbean. He says, he goes, like, you know, like when you sit down with your kids and you guys watch Pirates of the Caribbean, is it weird seeing yourself on TV like with your kids? He's like, I don't watch movies that I've acted in. I don't like doing it.
I was like, wow. I've heard that a lot about that about a lot of actors is that, not to the extent to where they just won't go see it. That's a little extreme for me. I have to question Mr. Depp on the
truthfulness.
Yeah, on the validity of that statement, because if he's never seen any of his own flicks before, I find that really hard to believe. But I do know that a lot of actors and actresses don't like seeing themselves on screen.
Because they nitpick themselves.
I don't know if it's because they're perfectionists or just because it's surreal or weird. I don't know. Like,
I'm sure it'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be too. I don't know. Like, I guess since most people dream of being celebrity, that sounds odd or weird, but I don't like it when I listen to my voice back on the podcast.
No,
I don't like the way
how you sound.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I don't know.
Maybe you got so used to your voice just from the inside looking outside.
Well, it's also
inside.
Strange because when it comes to
I have no idea what the hell it just meant.
I don't know either. When it comes to can you keep it down over
thank
there?
Thank you. With your 14 exhaust pipes coming out of the back of your
I don't know if you guys are picking that up on the audio, but there's a motorcycle that's extremely loud.
I counted 19 exhaust tips on that thing. Not pipes, tips.
That's crazy.
I know.
I guess he got that bike from a Japanimation.
That was a very girly laugh.
What was it talking about? So
Christmas actually falls on the 25th this year.
All right. Good filler. No, I think
next year probably be the same.
I guess I was trying to segue into it. If I wasn't, right now would be a good time to start talking about expectations. What do you think going into this movie?
Expectations.
There it is.
That's a little monologue introduction for the itch.
A little solo.
A little solo career on the side.
A little solo.
My expectation on it.
Yes.
Will have to be. I have no idea what the fuck's
going on. You haven't even seen a trailer or anything?
Negative.
Wow.
Negative on the trailer. I'm going to give it a low.
All right. Going in with low expectations.
Low expectation.
However,
a friend of mine did post on Facebook, not to, you know,
sure.
Cut your score there, but.
Yeah.
He posted on Facebook that this is the reason why I go see movies, because it sparks my dreams. Because he's actually an aspiring film director. He's actually going to college for film.
And why haven't you introduced me to him yet? Because, you know, I write screenplays and stuff like that. You need to start learning more how to network your friends together.
I network.
Maybe get a little bit of finder's fee on the side.
How do you think I buy a brand new car? Let's not go there. It's called private funding for a reason.
Okay, all right.
We do need to start networking more people.
But anyway, I do know what your friend's talking about because from the 10 seconds I saw of the trailer and a little bit I saw on Jimmy Fallon from Sir Ben Kingsley when he was being interviewed, it was like this, and I'm not even going to spoil it for you because I technically have seen more of the film than you have.
Yeah.
I want you to pick out the stop motion and the CG.
Okay.
And tell me which is which, or if any exists at all in this film.
Okay. I can do that.
The CG for sure, but I thought, I'm saying too much already. My expectations, just because of what I saw, like, I think it's going to be super artsy. It's going to have, like, a feel to it. Just for, like, the visuals, I'm going to go middle of the road.
Middle of the road?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, really can't go wrong with
I really
that.
Like Ben Kingsley. I haven't really seen anything bad he's in.
Does it look like to you, like the one animated film, Spirited Away type feeling going on? I don't know if you've seen that, but
do you mean as in terms of like scenery or
just feel?
Well, this isn't an animated movie.
Right, but I mean those movies were kind of surreal, like very,
yes.
Very heartwarming.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like,
you know,
the theme of it is
you know, like Howl's Moving Castle, like all those like animated films which have
what I have in my head is like the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus for kids.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that movie or
yeah.
You know what I'm referencing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. That was probably the last movie Heath Ledger worked on, and he actually died before they finished it, and as a tribute to him they finished it. They did it for under budget with half the crew after he died or whatever. It became
He was like a pretty big part of that movie.
Yeah, he was a huge part. He was a star.
Yeah.
So they anyway, a little bit of backstory on that. I want to get into updates, but we'll do that in the second portion because there's a lot to talk about. So, you know, again, we didn't do a lot of research on this.
Never do.
Not a lot to really speak of in terms of actors. The only person I know is Ben Kingsley.
The only person I know is the person producing it. So.
Who knows? You might do like a cameo or something. I have no idea.
I will say that kid's name is kind of stupid. Like he's like real life. Asso.
I mean, I don't know. Come on.
Asso.
You're gonna slam the kids for what his parents named him. I think you should be slamming the parents for what they named him.
I will slam. Yeah, what's the parents' name? Like Len and Bo.
I don't know. I have no idea who the
Orlando
kid is.
Orlando is my son Asa.
I have no idea who's in this movie. I have no idea who the kid is.
I think he's up and coming.
Besides the production of Johnny Depp, I don't know who's directing it. I don't know anything about this film. So,
I'm sure we'll find out.
I kind of like that, though, going into movies not knowing what to expect, so you can get a raw... I mean, I haven't heard any good things about it. I haven't heard any bad things about it.
I've heard good things.
Not
really good, but more like surreal statements.
Yeah, so. I'm intrigued. I definitely wanted to come, definitely intrigued me enough for me to see it, like, voluntarily.
Plus, the selection right now is less than adequate.
Yeah, they're super Christmassy movies, which is fine. I mean, we're in Christmas right now, but I just wish there were people that... made more non-Christmas movies during Christmas for us to go watch, which reminds me, I'm going to probably end up doing a Netflix review for Harold and Kumar because I'm going to watch that by myself in 3D. So.
Not bad.
Well, maybe I will get into a couple of things. Speaking of Netflix, we posted this most recent episode a couple days late, obviously a week and a couple days late. Kind of by accident, we were going to make an announcement later on in the second portion, but we are now officially on iTunes.
Yes, we are.
So it kind of worked out.
Maybe we'll touch more on that.
We should be searchable by the time this episode gets posted. We usually post episodes on Sunday around 8-ish or 9-ish o'clock. We try to get them out there before you have to hit a new week up at work. This time, it just didn't happen. We did a lot of music promotion with two different DJs on two different days. Bond came up to Tampa on Friday, and we did a show there in Ybor at a place called The Social, which was fun. Then on Saturday, went to Orlando for another show with Aaron Bond and another DJ of ours that we helped promote. His name is Cleon Time. By the way, shout out to the Dubshot crew. We met them up there. It was pretty cool. There was a show in an art gallery called Substance, and instead of just like walking around and like not talking to people or dancing, there's like art and stuff on the wall.
Nice.
That you can take a look at and actually purchase at a drum and bass show or a dubstep show. It was pretty cool. But I've been there before, so shout out to I think his name is Matt. I hope I didn't mess that up. I'll probably dub it later. they used to have a show out, Crooked Bayou, that Aaron did a lot, and they closed that down, and now he's running Substance, so they still let us do shows, drum and bass shows and dubstep shows there. So that's cool. Shout out to that. And I think we're going to – anything you want to – as far as the whole iTunes thing is concerned, we were up and running on – well, it doesn't matter, I guess. Depends on when you're listening to the podcast. But, so we are officially on iTunes. Go into iTunes and search a week late. We should be searchable. We're already up and running, but for some reason, iTunes doesn't make you searchable until about 24 or 48 hours later. Of course, it probably takes some time to get absorbed into the system. The way it works is that, I guess, you get posted and searchable. To give everybody a fair chance, they put you at the top for a while. And then it's up to your listeners to subscribe and comment.
Right.
If you don't have anything nice to say at all, just email us. fans.aweeklate@gmail.com with positive or negative feedback. But the positive feedback helps us out. You can rate us on iTunes and give us comments.
Yeah, that one's sure that we stay close to the top of the pop.
Yeah. iTunes has this algorithm to where if there's not a lot of activity or positive comments, you start floating down to the bottom, and it's extremely difficult to float back up to the top unless you're working your asses off, which we intend to do. All the episodes are up there for free. Tell your friends about it. Subscribe on iTunes. Nothing has changed as far as the availability of the free aspect of it. I don't think we're ever going to charge for these. Plans are to start touring with the DJs and Fen Entertainment and doing shows where we're needed, start watching movies with people, have them be a part of what we do.
Have more live guests.
Yes, absolutely.
Follow
so,
us around, maybe before, after the show, meet up with people, have, you know, a little segment at the
end.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're definitely, that's all in the works. Just keep on listening. Thanks for supporting so far. The numbers on the website aren't where we want them to be, but if you keep telling your friends, you know, every time we post on Twitter or Facebook, the numbers go up, and that's good because you guys are paying attention, and whoever you are, thank you. We just need that much effort for the iTunes so we can reach a larger crowd faster.
Yep.
So kudos to that. And we will play some music as always for intermission. We're going to go watch Hugo in regular 2D.
Regular dimensions.
Who knows? If it's good enough, we might start doing separate
2D
reviews for 2D, 3D movies, which will give us some more content. Give us some feedback on that. Fans.aweeklate@gmail.com for movie submissions. In the latest episode that we posted the same day we went live on iTunes, our friend Aaron Baum, the same DJ that I went to do the shows with, he did a Netflix segment for us, so check that out. The segments are getting a little bit longer. Let us know if you like them shorter, how we used to have them, or longer, how they're going now. But we're probably going to fluctuate between the two. That's the kind of the beauty of the show. We don't write anything down. Nothing's scripted. I actually haven't seen Cryptic all day, but if you want to talk about that later, it's coming up in the second half. So
sounds good. We'll see what happens.
See you second portion. Thanks for listening.
Go get something.
You got it tuned, or are you going to sing us out?
I got nothing today.
All right.
I got nothing today.
It's okay.
I just want some steam nuts.
You'll get them next time.
We'll get them next time, Tiger.
All right.
I'll get them next time.
There it is. I knew something was there.
All right. All right. Let me put my pants back on. Let's do this.
What's that? Welcome back to part two of episode 15 for Hugo.
Welcome back to part two. We're just now starting part two. We can't come back.
Welcome back to a week late. This is the second portion.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying welcome back.
A bit of time travel there.
So...
Yin and Yang, my friend.
Yeah, we haven't had a contrasting opinion.
Nobody saw that.
That's great.
You hate your visor.
This film, the opinion of this film, would you like to start or would you like me to start? I think you should go first.
I think that might be a good idea because you're going to have...
I'm going to have a lot more to say than you.
Well, do you want to give scores first and then move the spoiler alert?
Yeah, let's get into scores.
Two.
Really?
Two.
Nuh-uh.
Two.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. Don't worry about it.
I think you're...
I know.
All right.
I'll tell you about it.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Just two.
So you went in with low expectations, and that's...
And they
what
were
you
mad.
Got?
That's what I got.
What you got? So technically, you were not disappointed.
Was not disappointed.
All right. Fair enough.
I wanted to leave.
I went in with middle expectations, and they were exceeded.
Wow.
By a lot.
Wow.
I don't know if it. I don't know if it's because of the point in my life that I'm at right now to where everything resonated with me, but this movie hit a lot closer to home than I thought it would. Let's backpedal a little bit in saying we did know a little bit more about this film going in because right away Jude Law made an appearance.
Yeah.
Very short one. You had mentioned to me a few days ago that you knew that Jude Law was in there somehow.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Slipped our minds. So we had a little bit more going in than we thought. However, I'm not going to, you know, we're not to the countdown yet, so there aren't any spoilers. But as far as the actors are concerned, you know, we missed Jude Law. We missed, I don't know what her name is, but the girl from, her name is Hit Girl.
From Kick-Ass.
From Kick-Ass. She was in this movie.
I don't know if she played that new chick, the chick's daughter, or, I mean, the guy's daughter who murdered people. It was a trained, like, assassin, like, little girl, little blonde girl. Was that the same chick?
That's what we're talking about.
No, not Kick-Ass. It wasn't a comedy.
Oh. Well, neither was Kick-Ass, really.
Kick-Ass was kind of a comedy.
I guess.
Yeah.
Dark comedy. I don't know what movie you're referencing.
I can't. I'll think of it never, but we'll go ahead.
Well, she was in this. By the way, phenomenal, because she...
She did an exceptional job.
As far as I know, she's not British, and her British accent was more British than the British kid's accent in this movie. More believable, anyway.
Asa?
Yeah, his name is Asa Butterfield, or Aisha Butterfield. I don't know how to pronounce it, but... He's got to be, I don't know.
Sweet laugh.
He is the next Elijah Wood, in my opinion. I look forward to seeing whatever movie this guy comes out with. I love Elijah Wood. If Elijah Wood was still a little kid, as
you
he
like
was.
Elijah Wood?
Elijah Wood. I don't know. What's that?
Oh!
Warm nuts. That was actually unison, like,
As you see, he's crying, shoving his throat right now.
To make the auto-tune voice.
Oh, that's like crying. I don't even know.
If Elijah Wood was the same age as he was in The Good Son, this would be him. Good Son, great movie, by the way. For anybody who's too young to remember that movie, go watch it. It's got Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood. Probably one of the best movies I've ever seen.
That's a bold statement.
It is. I love that movie. So, on top of that, you know, we got Jude Law, we got Asia Butterfield, we got Hit Girl. Also, we mentioned, you know, Ben Kingsley in this. There was another one. Oh, Sacha Baron Cohen was the big one in this. He was the comic relief. I
forget his title, though.
He was the station inspector. He played the equivalent of what a cop would be at a train station.
Yeah, like a security guard, mall cop.
Yeah, like a mall cop. His performance was less than stellar, but he served his purpose. His comedy was there for a reason. That's why even like in terms of the acting, this movie has to get a better than two, in my opinion. But that's what you're giving.
Well, the two was all about the acting.
Wow. Okay. So fair enough.
It would have got a zero. If that thing wasn't as good as it was, it would have got a zero.
All right. Wow. You're scoring this lower than 30 minutes or less.
This is not the artistic age. That's all I'm going to say. This is a different time. In a different time and place, this movie would have went like a long way.
I thought it was very.
But not today.
I thought it was very imaginative. I thought the metaphors were
nothing really imaginative about it.
I thought it was very much so imaginative. I mean, this movie was about the preservation and art of making movies.
Oh, I understand.
I mean, the message is so. It's not clear at the beginning, but when it is clear. It reads more like a documentary than it does a movie, and I don't know. I think you're undercutting it way too much just because you weren't entertained in the way you thought you were going to be, and I don't think that's fair to the movie, but I'm not going to sway your choice. I just think intellectually this movie was about, if anything, if it wasn't factual, They made a lot of references to a lot of the first silent films that ever made it to
period
the movies.
Yeah.
Like, believe it or not, I mean, there were a lot of references. There were a lot of similarities between 3D, which we get into a lot of topic and conversation about. The first films to these people looked so real to them that when there was a train in one of the first silent films that came towards the crowd, they all screamed and thought that they were being run over, and that was part of the thrill.
Like it before.
They've never seen anything like it before, so imagine just that. And then you know, getting into the similarities between, like, watching it in 3D. The first 3D movie had to have been that crazy to
right.
people that have never seen.
And I don't think
3D
that we were
before.
Even alive when. Well, we might have been alive.
I was alive when the first 3D.
Dude,
movie
I don't remember.
Came out.
I don't really remember the first 3D film.
I think the first 3D movie I remember being advertised, I was really young, was when the first Jaws came out, and I don't know if it was a TV gimmick. Like, you know.
Me, it was MGM Studios. One of the rides, the Star Wars ride. Pretty sure it's the first 3D I've ever seen.
Yeah, but.
But that was 40. So 40 came out before 3D?
What? No.
The Star Wars ride?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know, man. Like, we've talked about the generation gap before. The movies I saw in the theater when I was a kid, some of them probably you've never even heard of.
Like, well, Lord of the Rings?
No.
Oh.
I mean,
further back than that?
Yeah, way further back than that. I saw Back to the Future 2 in the theater in Miami.
Wow, I've seen that from the womb. That's fantastic.
That movie was being filmed while you were born.
1988.
Which is pretty sad.
Well, no, actually, it's filmed in 1987.
I'm going to kill myself now. But no, I mean, I don't know. I think this movie is a lot more. Yes, it took a long time to get there. It's very slow-paced.
Of course, hour meant nothing.
Yeah, I agree that there's a lot of, like...
Lost me. Not lost me intellectually.
I get it. No, I get it.
Lost
I know what you mean.
Lost
like,
me as
it,
boring.
It, yeah, like, but I took it as, okay, we're in for a history lesson in 3D, even though we didn't watch it in 3D, in my head, like, all the scenes were obviously shot for that. I thought the quality of the film was great. The acting was great. The comedy at the beginning was too over the top. It was too kiddie. But if you get past that, we're starting to get into spoilers. So I guess with my rating, which I haven't given yet, I think I'm going to go with a... I'm going to go with a solid 8
Ooh.
On this one. If you wouldn't have scored it so low, I probably would have gotten the same height, though, just to be fair. Like, I was going to go an 8.75 at the beginning. The writing in this movie is exceptional, but I think it took way too long to tell the story. This easily could have been an hour and 20-minute movie.
Easily.
Had it been an hour and 20-minute movie, your score probably would have been higher, I think.
It definitely would have been higher.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. This was definitely, like, the Blu-ray cut. Like, they should have... This should have been a director's cut, for sure.
It should have been cut up.
But
you know.
I think the appreciation of film in this movie goes to show the length of the movie as well, because it's like, why cut out what a lot of people will consider a masterpiece? I don't consider this a masterpiece for a lot of reasons, but it's close to being one. Because of that, I'll give it an 8. You gave it a 2... Split down the middle, that's an average of a 6. I wish this movie...
A 6?
Yeah, if you give it... No? It doesn't work
it's a
with
lot,
you?
It's a lot lower than that.
Alright,
average
so,
together.
Alright.
But we'll say 6.
No, we won't say 6. We'll give it a 4. I wish it would have at least gotten a 6 cumulatively.
We'll say 5, just to be honest.
But,
we'll say 5.
We're going to give it a 5, I guess, by the graces of Jason Kryptic.
I'm going to bum it up an ash.
He's going to bum it up an ash.
Not to mention, I had to walk across the parking lot during the middle of a tornado to get cigarettes after the movie.
That was your deal. I don't know why you could have just easily driven over there.
I could have. I'd rather be a man and not be able to feel my face.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's not even really that cold out. For Florida, I guess it's kind of cold, but...
It's negative 27 degrees outside.
It's not cold at all.
Give or take a few thousand millimeters.
It's like 60 degrees. It's great.
It's 45.
It's not.
It is.
So,
combined score of 5.
Sure.
So, I gave it a 1. No, I'm kidding. But, so you want to jump into the spoilers now?
Yeah, you want to do the countdown?
We can do that, ready? 5?
4?
4?
3?
3?
2?
1?
Alright, whoever doesn't want to hear spoilers, stop listening, go watch the movie, come back and listen.
Don't watch it.
And now you're all bitches.
this is how
so, now you can go ahead and...
Does that mean to blast it now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to make me upset.
Woo! There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. Is it still recording? I don't know.
Unfortunately, we are.
Yeah.
All right.
So I guess we have, like, a lot of content to fill, then.
No, we're doing good.
Okay. Don't interject, because I know you're gonna disagree entirely.
All right.
Now.
I will be zen.
The film, if you want to call it that, was a masterpiece in the sense that the cinematography was top-notch. The camera angles, I don't know who the camera guy was, but he knows how to fucking
Martin
run.
Scorsese, by the way.
Martin Scorsese.
directed this
said
movie.
Said that wrong.
Scorsese.
Whatever.
Who also did Wall Street and Wall Street 2.
He can wall his mouth on my cock.
The first... Oh, my God. The sweeping... The first 10 minutes of this movie is sweeping...
All right, well, you're spitting
angles,
positivity on my...
CG...
You're spitting positivity on my negativity segment.
I just think... I'm going to call you out and say your rating is bullshit.
My rating is accurate.
The only reason that you gave it that that low of a rating is because it took too long. Admit it.
It did take too long.
That shouldn't knock it down fucking 5 notches from what you were going to give it.
The people that need 5 notches...
You were going to give this movie easily a 6 or a 7.
I would have never gone above a 4.
All right.
Had the time and cut, I would have not ever gone above a 4.
That's bullshit, I think, but okay.
No. The first hour and 20 minutes had no purpose. It served no purpose to the film.
That's not true at all.
It showed, well, let me tell you why. It showed his father getting killed by some random fire, which I don't even know how that even started. He's in the middle of a clock laboratory. There's no fire in it. There's no fire in there.
You're mistaken again, but go ahead.
The fire shot up the staircase, came
through
the door. Yeah,
it's called a backdraft.
Right.
And they're in fucking 1940s France. Fires happen all the time.
Regardless, his father died. It showed him going under his uncle's wing. He's maintaining the clocks. His main job was to hide out in these different clock places, or in these different clock... I don't know what you want to call it.
He lives inside...
The walls.
First of all...
He lives inside the walls.
You're absolutely missing the entire premise of the movie.
He winds clocks.
He takes care of all the clocks at the station, at the train station in Paris.
Because his uncle died and he didn't tell anybody.
He lives inside the walls and nobody knows.
Yes.
So go ahead.
So he turns
already,
the clock.
Already that makes you 2 or 3.
No.
So go ahead.
Why?
Because... You're telling the story as you perceive it, not
regardless,
as it was.
Regardless, he got taken in by his uncle. He turns clocks. He maintains the clock.
Right.
Inside of a train station. What do you fucking do? That's not really something to go watch a movie about. Somebody turning clocks for the first hour of the film.
You learn how his father died and why he has this automaton.
His father died in the very, very beginning of the movie.
No, his father died like 20 or 30 minutes in.
Whatever. So...
See, that's why I don't think your score is valid because, like, you're...
All right, turning clock, father dies. He sees an old man who sells toys. He tries to steal a rat. He drops the rat. The old man discovers that he... can fix things. His dad gave him this thing, which he found in a museum, which has the ability to write, which you find out that has the ability to draw. And then the whole premise of the movie after that is trying to find a key to get this to activate. And then that's where it should have ended, probably, and some secret should have been told. But then they spin it off to cinematographer. Like he's
no. Then he meets this girl.
He meets the girl. It flips. He tries to do. He discovers somehow.
We're not here to tell him the whole story of the movie. We're not here to tell him the whole movie. But what I'm saying is that
I'm trying to bore them by
your perception of the storytelling was completely overshadowed by the fact that this movie is not about the kid. It's not about the girl. It's about movies.
It's about making movies and capturing dreams.
This movie is about imagination. It's about creativity. It's about storytelling.
I get all that.
But you're completely shitting on all of it by not appreciating it, and that's what I don't appreciate.
I shit on it because it was not done correctly.
I think it was done perfectly. I think it was done, if anything, I'm not disagreeing with you, a little bit too long.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I think
your point is extremely valid. I see all your angles.
Yeah, but you're giving it a 2 when you know it deserves better.
I'm giving it a 2.
Yeah, and you know it deserves better.
I personally think it doesn't get anything higher than a 2, personally.
However, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I just think you gave this movie a lower score because for some reason you have all the time in the world and this movie's too long for you. That's what I don't get. So
no, the movie duration is not too long. The story is too long. I'm not talking about time frame. I'm talking about the time it took between segments to set up the next segment took too long.
Yeah.
It lost me with every segment.
Right.
And then it grabbed me at the end of the segment. 20 minutes later, it lost me again, grabbed me again, lost me again. And then after an hour, 30 minutes of that, you get tired of it, and I really don't care how it ended at that point.
Right.
They just kept losing me.
That's my point. The appreciation of the sole fact that this movie was made for how we preserve, how we appreciate movies, it completely went over your head. Like, I know you get that was the point, but even after you admitted to yourself that that's the point, you didn't sit here and say, I'm going to appreciate this because that's what this movie is supposed to be here for. You just took it.
Preserving the film industry.
Yes, absolutely. And the appreciation of what it takes to make a movie, what it is to preserve a movie, how they didn't foresee in the past that maybe a fire or something like that would happen. So as time has progressed, we've figured out ways to preserve the media that we've done because we know that films can damage it. And what you're doing is leaving a legacy.
And the chemicals used in the film, like, degrade over time.
Right. So you have to take into account that the average Joe out there doesn't fathom that when they're sitting in a theater watching a movie, whether it be Star Wars.
But that goes back to my point. This movie was not meant for this time. This movie would have been better in a different time and place. Like, this film, the premise of this film, what it was, like, the whole message it was trying to, like, portray was not meant for now.
When is it meant for? This is the perfect time for people to appreciate art and music and,
right,
and life.
But
and
look at society as a whole.
That's the point. That's the whole point of this movie, is to show people.
Look who's going to appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's what's upsetting me, is that artists, such as ourselves, should be the people that are appreciating it, and
forgetting about the age gap again.
That's who this movie was made for, and it doesn't matter about age. This movie is not about how old you are. It's about if you're content enough in sitting down in a theater and appreciating what you're watching, when it's actually apparent to you what that point is, and you still didn't.
We go to movies for different reasons. I go for more visual stimulation.
This movie was gorgeous, beautiful.
And
this movie visually was gorgeous.
And a good storyline, beginning to end.
I thought it was a great storyline. This movie was told perfectly.
Didn't like the story.
It took a long time to tell, and that we're agreeing on, but that
the point was about preservation of old art. Not just films, but everything in general. It's about preserving things that have value, that have meaning, that you know,
that by itself should be more than a 2, is all I'm saying. That by itself, knowing that you know that's what you took away from this movie.
I knew it all along.
Be more of a 2.
I knew that going into the film.
No, you didn't, because in the first section,
I brought
up
Matthew.
About it.
He said that the film sparked his dreams,
right,
in creating films.
Right.
So to him, he thinks that this movie, similar to what you said,
but
is
going
about
into it, we both knew nothing about this.
No, I knew nothing about the film in general.
Going
I knew the idea
it, we
of
knew
of
nothing
the film.
About this film. So I'm just saying that
I thought it was going
to
be.
It was the message itself to me was more important than how long the movie was or how long it took to tell the story. That's all I'm saying. And
watch the History
Channel.
I mean, you can see that. Like,
I love
movie.
That. I love that. That's why that's, I even said that a few minutes ago.
Oh, I love history.
I even said, after I knew what I was in for, I was in for more of a documentary and a history lesson than I was a movie. And if you settle into that knowing that and appreciate it, I mean, it doesn't matter whether I'm watching History Channel at home or in the theater, I'm appreciating it regardless. So to me, it was great. I came away educated. There were Charlie Chaplin references, even though I'm sure legally they weren't allowed to reference Charlie Chaplin. There were some movie posters and stuff that I saw, that referenced, like, black and white films and silent movies and comedies and stuff like that.
There's quite a bit of gray area nowadays with that.
Yeah. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and regardless, I would actually like to watch it.
And you're allowed to enjoy it. I'm not knocking you for enjoying it.
No, I know. But I would like to go back and watch it in 3D just because, first of all, Scorsese did a great job. I think Johnny Depp did a good job with staying out of the movie and producing it. He appreciated the art in this movie as much as I'm sure Scorsese and all the people involved were. So, you know, as far as that's concerned, you know, I don't think I'm wrong. But what about trailers? We saw...
I will say that you're right. It was a very artsy movie.
Yeah, I said that from the beginning. I mean, just by the...
It was a very, very artsy, you know... Like I said,
it
not...
visually
not,
I don't even...
Not knocking what you're saying at all. It just not my cup of tea.
But even the visuals, though. You said that you go to movies for visual stimulation. This had a ton of that. And you still give it a 2. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Gears doesn't visually stimulate me. I mean,
this had a lot of steampunk elements in it, and they weren't just gears. It was inventive ways of showing you how things worked back in the day. I don't know.
Well, I've seen it all before.
Not in a movie like this. There's never been a movie that was made appreciating that like this, in my opinion.
No.
If you can name one. Then, you know.
No, I'm talking about the whole gear aspect, like tinkering and, you know, all the other stuff. I mean, like, that was even in Star Wars, like, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah, but not to this extent of, like, timing and there was a deeper sense of, they asked the question, like, what are we here for? There's a sort of a religious overtone to this, not in the sense that, you know, is there a God, but more along turning that spotlight on ourselves. And it's like, he knew even as a kid, he was a young guy, that we aren't here by accident. And it's like, if kids can figure that out, then, you know, it just gives a sense of belonging. And this movie had a lot of heart, and I appreciated it for what it was.
And I can respect that.
The trailers, though, we saw the Tom Hanks movie again, and they revealed the title this time. And it was a weird title.
Something I really can't... doesn't stick.
Yeah, it doesn't stick. It's like... It's
not
like,
catchy at all.
It's like...
It's like a sentence. Like.
Yeah. It's like...
So, hey, I want to go to the ball? Like, that's the title of the movie. Like, okay.
It's, Here, Now, and Evermore, or something like that. I don't know what it is. But it's got to do with another new up-and-comer kid. I don't even really know who the kid is, but Tom Hanks.
Sandra Bullock
is in it.
She looks better than them, actually.
She always looks good, to be honest with you. Again, I think they're focusing more on the 9/11 aspect of this movie, but in the trailer...
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. In the trailer,
like a mystery.
Yeah, it's the kid finds a key, sort of similar to the one we just watched. He needs a key to figure out, you know, this message that his father left behind. So it might even be Hugo too. I don't know. I love Tom Hanks.
Well, absolutely. Who doesn't like Tom Hanks?
I know. Who doesn't like Tom Hanks?
I've never met a single person in my life. If you like Tom Hanks, you're fucking retarded.
I can't think of one person who doesn't like. I mean, you're obviously entitled to your opinion, but if you don't like
Tom Hanks, on that matter, no, you're not.
Stop listening to this podcast. You're not welcome here.
You have no opinion on that.
So that looks great. They didn't show Mission Impossible this time, but
PG film.
I don't want to see. Oh, you're right. Well, but trailers are also rated.
Trailers
for general audiences.
Trailers, I believe, have to be equal level with the film that you're watching.
That's
like,
not
true. Like, can't be PG-13 or below.
That's not true, because in the trailer, they edit all that out. And the trailer itself, like, when it comes up, if the background is green, regardless of what the film rating is, that means it's for general audiences. If it's red, is when the... I don't know if you've ever noticed that before.
No, I never noticed that.
Mostly, when you're in an R-rated film, you'll see movie trailers come up with a rating. The trailer and the movie have separate ratings. But you're right. Generally, they won't show rated R trailers at a PG movie. It just,
no, usually
you're
not
marketing to that genre. But
no, usually if you're going to go see a Bugs Life, you're not going to have, you know...
Yeah, you're not going to have, like, fucking Jason versus Freddy and...
Yeah, no.
All that shit. Not too many trailers to talk about, really.
The 9/11 one was the only one that actually stuck with me.
Yeah.
I do want to see a movie coming out with the Little People. I don't remember the name of it.
The Little People.
The Little People. The people that live in the cupboard, or the people that live in the... What the hell is it? Remember how I was talking about Spirited Away and all that?
Yeah.
The same director is making another film. I believe it's him. The same animation style.
Really?
You know, like, you've seen Grave of Fireflies.
Yeah, oh my God. That movie...
Same guy.
Shit.
Same guy. He's coming out. There's a big poster inside, which I've seen on the way out. It's about little people who live inside of a house, and this boy befriends them.
Wow, I have no
idea. Doesn't think they're real, but it looks phenomenal. I mean, it's...
I think that's a remake of Indian in the Cupboard. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's based on a novel. I'm actually tempted to go back in there and look at it. But
right on, we could do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
I've seen all of his films, so I love
the
all
picture
of them.
That we took of the Twilight.
Twihard.
Yeah, I called it the Twiline. I put it up. There's going to be more, I guess, of a timeline, more pictures, more videos on aweeklate.com.
And to answer your question, I do not have any Next Big Thing pictures.
Oh, what happened?
I hold the phone.
Do you?
Might have video.
Okay. Well, this is a perfect segue, because we actually got a Facebook hit from one of the girls in the line. At the Twilight.
Did we?
Yeah.
They which found is, our...
Which, yeah, because remember
how the hell they...
when we were walking away, I go, FenEntertainment.com, and, like, we went around the corner. And so we got hit up on Facebook. I think I talked about this a few podcasts ago, because we posted the American Horror Story blog.
True.
The first entry for the AWL blog, which is a week late blog. That's all the written or... photos or videos that we do in between.
Well, let me check my laptop, and then I'll see if I uploaded any photos.
In between the podcasts, we're posting stuff on
aweeklate.com,
so just check it.
Gallery.
The Aaron Bond and Cleontine pictures from Substance are on our Flickr page. You can visit that at flickr.com/analysis. The number is 489. That's my Flickr feed that I use for
Anal-wisis.
Anal-wisis. And the number is 489, which incidentally is where FEN comes from. I don't know if a lot of people have been asking, but FEN Entertainment stands for 489 Entertainment. 489 is Analysis 489. And we have confirmed that he did take a video or two from Next Big Thing, which was the same weekend that I was promoting in Tampa and Orlando.
Boom. And
we got our bases covered, son.
We'll mention that Bush was phenomenal.
Oh, that's right.
Bush was the only saving grace at that concert.
I told you it was going to be.
All
the
other
ones
can blow my cock. Because, like, they sound like shit. So,
there you have the review for Next Thing 011.
A day to remember, good.
Okay.
Bush, good.
Okay.
Young Giant. No.
I wouldn't thought so.
Casey Elephant, good. He was on cocaine, though.
I thought so. I didn't go, but Casey Elephant.
They're good live.
Eh.
AWOL Nation, no.
Really? They're not good live, huh? Did they play any acoustic shit?
No.
Oh, maybe that's why.
They, without a little synthetic bullshit going
really,
on.
Really? They suck.
He just yells.
I was there.
A Joy Formidable.
I didn't want
down
that.
Down to European.
I probably would have liked them.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, because I like the Euro shit.
Everyone was like, I'll tell you why it was bad. Every band besides Bush, I didn't remember. Okay, that's it. And then Cage the Elephant. And then Cage the Elephant.
My long list. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Everybody else, the fucking songs they picked for a concert was retarded.
For some reason, Tampa has this vibe that bands are like, okay, this is a crowd that wants to hear the underground shit, which most people that are really into music do, but there are some trendy-ass hipsters here, and I'm not calling you a trendy-ass hipster.
No. However,
it is good when a band plays a song that you fucking know when you go to a show of theirs. They don't want to hear some shit
that is fantastic.
You know what I mean? Like, you go there to hear the stuff on the radio. Like, if I want to hear your obscure shit, I will buy your album.
Yeah, they go, like, they come out and like, this is from our new album.
Yeah,
come out next year. from 1987, before we were all old. what's his name? Like, the band that goes, my body tells me no, whatever.
I don't know.
I won't quit, because I won't bow.
I don't know.
whatever. All the songs they picked sounded like fucking elevator music. Like, he was like, it was like opera, dude. I was like, and then,
lame.
It was like six songs of bullshit, and then he played that song, and everyone's like,
hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's one that they know, finally.
But then Bush came out,
if you're a real fan of the music, then you'll know all the songs that they're playing when they go
I
on.
Knew all of Bush's, all of Other Remembers, because I'm a fan of theirs.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not expecting you to be a fan of every fucking band there.
No, because
they're
formidable.
I went to the amphitheater a long time ago to get in this girl's pants. If you're listening, go F yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, she
didn't. And that took a negative turn.
We went to this, we went to see like Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah.
And like all these crazy metal bands.
Whoa!
Slipknot was there, who I'm not a fan of.
What?
Again, I went to this concert, and I know what it's like to go to a concert, and you're not a fan of everybody there, but to be a fan of the people that you are there for outshadows the rest of the bands, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, Five Finger Death Punch was there, Slipknot, who else? Dragon Force. They were fucking amazing. Horribly amazing.
I forgot to say one thing.
What?
Take It Back Sunday.
Oh, they were there.
His voice is broke. Completely busted.
Really?
Completely busted.
Is he old and like
completely broken.
Really?
Hit no notes whatsoever.
Wow.
Could not hit a single note.
Wow.
Not a low note.
Take You Back Sunday.
Not a high note.
Wow.
Not a medium note. This is how he's saying. He's like,
not a medium.
He's like
anything in
between. He's like, I'm gonna make damn sure that I will never leave.
No way.
And he's like, you will never fall from me.
Wow.
Never get.
What if so?
He just stopped singing because he couldn't fucking sing.
Never get too far from me.
You will never get too far.
I just wanna. None of that? I just wanna be your person, lover. Nothing?
Can't even sing the words right.
I don't even know the lyrics now.
No.
I just want to break you down so badly.
Okay. See, I can do the note. I can fucking do the note. He can't fucking do the note. Fuck him.
Wow.
Dude, no notes. He could not. His voice is broke.
Well, that's funny because Bond was into the rock and or roll music before he started doing dubstep and DJing and on the 9s and 10s and whatnot. And yeah, exactly. He was in a band back in the day called Truly Sunday.
Oh.
And, if I'm not mistaken, they sold almost as many records as Taking Back Sunday in their first year. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. If he's listening, he'll probably actually mention it on his next, Netflix, review or whatever. speaking of music, anything in between last week and this week that you're listening to that you weren't before?
Absolutely.
All right, good talk.
Oh, you want to know who it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Comfortable in doing so. We can sit here and off eyelids for a little bit.
I will say that there's a woman, okay?
Uh-oh.
No one's going to know what it is, who she is, but they probably will. Not.
That doesn't make any sense.
There is, on Swedish American Idol, okay.
Oh, wow.
randomly stumbled upon this song, but she has the prettiest voice I've ever heard.
This is great. I love it.
Can't pronounce her name, so don't ask me to.
You have to email it to me. We'll post it.
I will email it to you.
That's great.
She has a beautiful,
I love
beautiful
that.
Voice.
First of all, I have so many questions.
She, hold on a second. she wrote her own song. Okay,
love
it's
it.
Like a 2 minute and 30 second video.
Love it.
1 minute of the song, 1 minute of the video, it's her singing the song.
Love it.
But she wrote her own song. She's Swedish, singing in English beautifully. She wrote the song in English. Has more meaning than all of our songs right now put together.
Wow.
Google her name. Nothing. This is the only thing.
You might possibly be discovering this girl besides the many people that have been watching
Swedish Idol.
Swedish Idol.
She has no other songs on there. She sang the song. She got accepted.
They discovered her there. That's,
the judges
that's what's going on.
Moved her on to Idol
yeah.
back in 2010. This was last year's show. And I have not seen her.
It takes a long time, man.
No, but why is she not?
They're producing her album right now. She will be the next big thing. That's why they're doing
it. No, if she's on Idol, though, and she moved on to the next level,
yeah.
why was she not on the TV show singing more songs? This is the only song I've ever heard her sing.
Maybe.
I cannot find her anywhere singing anything else.
Maybe she was eliminated in another episode that you didn't get to see, and someone else is picking her up and producing her. And if they haven't, you need to send this to me before this gets aired so we can contact her people. And you, sir, may have just discovered someone that has been overlooked.
She's beautiful.
When we figure it out, will you stay abreast of the situation? And then give us an update on Swedish Idol. This is your new thing.
Swedish Idol?
Swedish Idol. We're going to tweet it. And it's going to be Swedish. Swedish Idol.
Everybody on that fucking show can sing their balls off.
I want to know, am I open to questions now?
Yeah.
I want to know how the fuck you came across Swedish Idol. What were you doing? what possibly? I want to know. I sound like Marty McFly in Back to the Future 2.
What are you about to do?
I don't know why I don't have questions in that. how did you stumble across Swedish Idol? Googling Swedish porn, and this is happening.
Well, let's not delve too deep in the waters of life. let's not dip our toes too deep in the deep end of life, but because it might be a little cold. And I don't remember. It was randomly. I randomly stumbled upon her.
All right.
She has a lot of views on this one video.
So what you're saying is you're not ready to fully divulge how you stumbled across Swedish Idol. That'll be a part of your update.
It will be not.
The Swedish Idol update. The next time, we'll figure out how you stumbled across it and what the girl's name is. If you know the girl's name, send it to us before the next podcast drops.
Indeed.
fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. We're starting to get hits. We launched on iTunes.
I can sing her song, too. Can you sing it right now?
Can you really?
Okay,
don't make this up.
I'm not making it up.
Do it.
No.
All right. Next time
I won't sing it.
No, and I'm not going to judge you because I think it's cool.
We'll see.
I think you.
How about I record it?
How about we post it?
Well, because you've never heard my singing voice. Nobody else has ever heard my singing voice. How about I record myself?
Now you're networking, sir.
Singing a song that a listener chooses.
Oh, really?
It's gotta be rock, though. I'm doing like
not. Oh, you're gonna win it, really? Really, you're gonna win it? No country, no hip hop, no rock, no alternative. No, it has to be just one song. If you email it to me, I'll sing it. If you email it to me, I'll sing it.
Good luck.
Figure it out. It's not country. So
I can sing country extremely well. Don't ask me to do it.
Don't worry, I won't.
I didn't do it.
So, there was something else I wanted to talk about, but I think we covered pretty much.
I think we covered it with our
everything.
Statement. What?
You always have to end it dirty.
Never dirty. You always clean.
The last podcast, I barely wanted to post because you talked about women emailing us to give me fellatio.
Yeah.
While that's a great idea,
fantastic idea. As long as you appreciate it.
Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
So
we have yet to receive any emails, by the way. They don't even know what I look like, and I still can't get any. So that's
on said, you by your voice.
That's even better, because my voice is great. By the way, we're going to be regurgitating some some pre-blog stuff on the site that has to
be. Maybe some listeners will be too.
Oh!
They better swallow that shit. Don't be a bitch.
Oh! That's what I have to get rid of.
We have a raptor in the car. I can't do it anymore.
That's going to spike the audio.
Yeah, but I can't do it anymore. I have to try one more time, like, for all the fans out there. I can't do the raptor call.
That was pretty good.
That
sounded more of a pterodactyl. You have to stop that. All right, so that being
said. That hurt every part of my larynx.
I once met somebody that called it a larynx.
What?
A larynx.
What period was that from, the Cretaceous?
They were from 1874. They called that the larynx. I don't know what that means.
Like a lawnmower company.
Larynx. Lawn to the extreme. You get there and it's just there. They just completely pull up all your lawn. Like, what did you do? You're supposed to...
We make a hand dryer that also blows your skin off. It's called the accelerator.
Oh, there it is. The accelerator.
Blows the skin clean off your hand every time. Wow, there's a draft in here.
Wow, these are really clean. No, those are my bones. All right, so awesome hands.
That bones were white. Oh!
All right, so...
Everybody's white on the inside.
It's just like Darth Vader's black. Oh!
Oh, kill him all with him.
Oh, great, really?
Edward James Olmos? No, that's not who it is. I can't fucking knock him. I love that dude. The fuck's his name?
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones, that's who it is.
All right, this is done.
He was blown
away. The subject line is, Jason does not know Star Wars. So...
I'm smiling like Stevie Wonder, but he can't see me smile. Because he's blind.
Too soon?
Really?
He's blind from birth. How is that too soon?
I think he's dead now, though, isn't he?
No, he's not.
Oh. He hasn't been blind from birth. He obviously he's never seen Ray.
Oh, Ray Charles?
Yeah, is that who you're talking about? Oh, you said Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Oops. All right, so on that note, because all blind people look the same. Get it?
Oh! Racial and insensitive. Just one better than that.
like racial isn't automatically insensitive. All right. We almost did this, but we didn't.
Yeah, this is Black Guy Comics.
Fans.weeklate.com. I am at Analysis49. He is...
I am at Jason Cryptic.
Nice.
At...
at Finn Promos. You almost said it.
At Finn Promos. How am I going to do dot? Dot. At dot com.
You do, actually. I figured out where your Gmail is.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it's jason.fenpromos@gmail.com. You can Gmail him directly. That is also the fix to the Twitter account, which I also did. Awesome. 8 weeks later.
How many hits do I have now? None?
I don't know. I haven't checked it. So, it's not a fix that I haven't checked it. We are on iTunes, people. Please go subscribe. If you have anything bad to say, email us. If you have anything good to say, put it on iTunes and rate it. Seriously, we love your feedback, but I'm not stupid enough to say post whatever you want on iTunes because that's going to hurt us. If you're not a complete a-hole, then you'll at least be cordial enough to be human and email us your negative comments. If you have positive comments, hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up at fenentertainment.com or weeklate.com. Thank you for listening. That has been episode 15 in the books. Or Hugo.
Hugo Home, I should have been called.
Oh!
On the way out. On the way out, he gives it a nut shot. And,
hurry up. I'm going to lower my score again.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah, the movie sucks.